But right now on Colorado's Morning News, at this point, we know that the Marshall Fire recovery efforts are in the beginning stages. As homeowners that lost everything will work with their insurance providers, assistance programs, and eventually contractors and builders.
Some are saying the rebuild process could take 1 to 2 years for many of those impacted by the fires. But the Colorado Association of Home Builders wants people to be mindful of illegitimate contractors and scams. Back with us now, CEO for the Colorado Association of Home Builders, Ted Leidy. Thanks for coming on, Ted.
Marty, April, thanks for having me back on.
Why are disasters, if they are, a prime target for shady contractors, do you think?
Well, I just, unfortunately, there's opportunism and there's folks, as you said, that just don't know what to do right now. They have a sense of, there's a huge sense of loss, and they're just looking for directions. There's so many unknowns, and I think some people, fall victim to others, promising them the world. So we ask, any homeowner in this situation, do your homework, ask any potential contractor for their license, their references, check with the BBB, the Better Business Bureau, for any complaints that they have. Require, proof of insurance. Any reputable firm will have that readily available. Be wary of low bids and certainly cash payments, and avoid any sort of full payment before the job begins and before the job ends.
And Ted, I was going to ask that. What are some of those common practices that these, if you want to say scammers, do? Is it they ask for the money up front? And I guess the old thing, if it sounds too incredible, then it probably is in the sense of something like this.
Sure, Marty. Yeah, the axiom, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. We want you to take those steps, those three steps that I just talked about. We have these tips and more available at hbadenver.com. If you click on the Marshall Fire Resources link at the top of the homepage, we have these tips, other questions to thoroughly vet the contractor or builder that you want to engage with.
I know it's only been 3 weeks since the Marshall Fire, but are you aware of any current rebuilding scams related to that fire recovery?
We are not. We know in talking to insurance carriers that there are settlements happening. Money is, going from the insurance companies to the insureds, to the impacted homeowners. We know that there is a lot of, apprehension out there about what to do next, they want to move forward. So we want to get this information out to these folks as early and as often as possible so that, they don't make this disaster any worse for themselves down the line.
I know scammers exist in every realm, but do you see them more pernicious in the realm when it comes to home building, rebuilding, construction in your area of expertise?
Marty, I don't know if how serious of a problem that has been in Colorado in the past, or if it's been more pernicious, as you say, than other opportunistic circumstances. But this is the biggest investment that folks make in their home. It is in their house, and it is their home. Is the point that I'm trying to make. So emotions are higher, expenses, investment in that property is higher. So yes, there's certainly the possibility that there's bigger fraud that could take place.
Isn't it also important that the homeowner do some due diligence on the builder or contractor, making sure that they have a place that they're hanging their shingle, they have a permanent business location, not just some fly-by-night with a website?
Great point, April. Yes, make sure that they're domiciled in the state of Colorado. They're not a fly-by-night. They didn't just come in from another state to take advantage of the situation. And there's plenty of resources out there, again, at hbadenver.com. Plenty of other places like the Better Business Bureau that you can go and make sure that you do your due diligence, do your homework, ask for those business licenses, those referrals, make sure that they have adequate insurance, workers' compensation, general liability insurance. Make sure they have good relationships with their banks and their suppliers and their trade partners, that they're not stiffing, the contractors that they work with. That's the quickest way to watch, a contracting crew walk off a job.
Quickly, Ted,
do your homework for sure.
And I apologize. I'm going to assume that your organization's a resource as well, right? People can, if they, reach out to you, you will have at least good contacts and people.
Yes, Marty, thank you. Yeah, we want to be a credible resource for those that are impacted, for local government officials and the general public on rebuilding, finding builders and contractors, preventing scams, and further loss. So again, hbadenver.com. Click on the Marshall Fire Resources link at the top of the page. We have this checklist that I've just kind of briefly gone through. We'll have some public service announcements coming soon, as early as next week. And we'll continuously update this page through the recovery and rebuilding process as we get more resources.
All right, Ted, thanks for what you do, and thanks for coming on and telling us about it.
Thank you for having me again.